So, in great gratitude, let's welcome Jeff and Linda. Thank you, guys. Woo! Woo!
Good to be here. Thank you, David.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Wow, I see these blindingly beautiful
boots.
Look at those.
Are those? Woo! We're going to get a shot of those. Those are beautiful, David. Are those Lucchese boots?
Would they be an Ascension gift, perhaps?
And on the bottom, on the sole, does it say, love, Adamas? We're going to talk about the Ascension School a little bit today. It was incredible, almost beyond words. And I'm glad to see so many people that were there are still here. I mean, still on the planet.
Today.
I get a little nervous when they do some of these workshops and talk about things like, you know, ascension, and, you know, I take a little bit of a
embodied
ascension. I take a little bit of a personal responsibility, but it was incredible.
By the way, this has been kind of a wild year. In case you're just watching in. And
wild?
We won't go through the list, but one thing of note, it's a little noisy in here today.
Yes.
Now, if you consider that we went like 6 months in a row where you had to bring a snowplow up here to get up here, we had, was it one nice month? And now it's so hot, you can hardly stand your underwear.
I didn't wear any. I don't have to worry about it. Kidding. Gosh,
this
is a family show.
We've got fans going, the door's open.
It's a warm day up here, but it actually feels good. When I came in this morning and the crew is here ready for the setup, I pulled the trailer in and I said, boy, isn't it nice? We don't have to shovel out just to get in. So it was wonderful. David, you didn't note, so I will at this time, but in honor of the 777 today, we have 3 7-ups here. 2 diets and a regular. 777.
David,
I'm surprised that...
He should be a math teacher.
Thank you.
He should
I appreciate
be a math
that, because otherwise I wouldn't have a word to say. We actually have free 7-up here today, diet or regular, in the back. Sandra and the kitchen crew are going to be handing that out. Let's just live it up today. It is, you know, it's fun when the numbers like this align. By the way, I'm going to be 52 next month. It's a 5-2-7, but it's in an 8 month on the 9 years. So I'm really not sure what all that means, but I know whatever it is, it's going to be really, really good.
16 and 9, so that's a 25.
And
it's
nine.
A 6. Oh, sorry.
I don't know. It's fun to play with. But, it is kind
seven
of, it's interesting
seven.
That it's
a 7 year.
Whoa.
For your birthday, 8.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. What does that mean? What do I get?
I'll
like
show
a,
you later.
It's like Cracker Jacks, you know, there's a prize in every box.
Just another
like,
7, honey.
Anyway, what a month.
What a month.
What, Linda and I were talking last night. Sitting out in the deck, beautiful night, watching the stars, and we were just taking a deep breath, which we don't get to do real often, and we were talking about getting ready for today, and Linda said, do you know that last month we had the shoud on 6207? What is that, David? That was a... I don't know. But it was early in the month. Since then... We went to Frankfurt and did an Ascension School with about 250 people. Mm-hmm. We went to Helsinki and did a Tobias workshop. We went to Lake Tahoe and spent some time at the office. We went to Breckenridge and did the Ascension School.
It's where, like, did the month go?
Where did was your month? And it wasn't good or bad. It was just really fast.
Moving.
I mean, and we wobbled the whole time through the month. I mean, we never knew where we were.
I'm convinced of, especially when we go to kind of to review the channel, beware when the channel's too sweet, too easy.
Yeah. Beware. When Katumi comes in and does a little humor,
a little sweet,
light,
gives Jeff
you
to
know.
Sing.
Yeah. And remember, we weren't going to talk about that. We don't even mention it today. Anyway, did you all have that same kind of month? Like, what the hell just happened? Not bad, not good, It just moved. I mean, where did it go? I mean, think back a month ago, how many were here at the Shoud?
Yeah.
And think about what's happened since we sat here last time. Doesn't it seem like 2 months ago or three or four or six, seven months ago? It would have been snowing then.
Honey, not everyone's as crazy as we are.
That's true. Anyway, it is. It's good to be back. It's good
Truly.
To be. It's good to finish these first round of Ascension schools. They were. Well, we'll talk about them in a little bit. I got some slides, but first I want to. I did a little slide program here, just reinforcing.
Ooh.
Ooh. Whoa.
Ooh.
And seven sevens.
Oh.
Yeah. I like that one on the bottom there. That's my favorite. Anyway, we're so delighted to have everybody listening in today. This is our informal monthly meeting. It is our time to get together for the Shoud, bring everybody up to date on what's going on, have a few laughs, have some 7-Up, and a little food. So if you're at home listening in, take a deep breath with us right now. With everyone here, it looks like we have pretty close to a full house here in Coal Creek, about 100.
Few
empty seats, but not many.
Done talking.
Absolutely. So let's take a deep breath together and join our energies all across the world. If you're listening in for the first time ever, good luck. You know, it's a 7-day luck. You know, good luck to you. You know, if you're listening in for the first time, yes, this is a spiritual gathering, but it is the new spiritual energy. It doesn't look, smell, or feel too much like the old spiritual energy because we are Shambra. We have a lot of people, a lot of guests in today from all over the world.
Well, they're a little slow to show up, but let's do what we can here.
By the way, even though we have the obligatory 7-Up, I'm going to be drinking my Diet Pepsi today. I don't care what you say.
You and Michael Jackson?
I always get a few email comments. How can you drink that nasty liquid?
They like to blame me for it.
I know.
It's like, no, I'm a Diet Coke girl.
Yeah, don't blame that. Anyway. Well, we're going to introduce our guests because we have Shambra in from all over.
We have a lot of people even that stayed over from the Ascension Workshop, so that's actually pretty sweet. We have Patrick Pronk from Belgium. Where are you, Patrick?
Patrick,
Hi,
good to
Patrick.
See you.
Patrick.
Good to see
Welcome.
You.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
She checked in yet, but Marilyn McLean is going to be here from Ontario.
From Canada. Not here yet.
And we have Garrett from the Netherlands. Hello,
Garrett. Hello,
Garrett.
Good to see you again.
Glad you're still here. Yeah.
Did you enjoy Breckenridge?
Very much.
Yeah. 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 And the concert.
The school.
The school. Yeah, yeah.
Have you said hello to Borgrid for us? Would you like to do that now?
You can look right into the Roy Cam.
Yeah. Hey. She found out how to work the computer.
Oh, well, yeah, technical things.
Yeah.
Good, glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah,
thank you.
Glad you're here. And then we have, I'm going to mess this up, Kahu Moody from New Zealand. Are you here? Hi, welcome.
Welcome. Good to
all
see you.
All the way in the back.
Thank you. All the way from New Zealand.
Yeah. Glad you're here. She's pretty, too. And then we've got... I'm not sure. I don't think she's checked in yet. Marina from Brașov. Are you here yet, Marina?
From Romania?
She hasn't checked in yet.
Okay.
I still wanted to say her name. Then.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
then,
no, that's fine. That's a good idea.
Okay. Buck Borth from Roseville, California with Linda. Where are you? Linda and Buck.
Buck and Linda.
Hi.
Oh, good to see you.
Glad you're here. We have Susan Cano from Berkeley. Where are you? Berkeley, California.
Hello.
Hi,
good
Susan.
To see you again, Susan.
And we have a birthday girl from Florida.
Today's the birthday.
Today is the birthday. Sharon.
Sharon.
Stand up, Sharon.
You.
Woo.
Woo. Woo. Sharon, 34 years old, a 7 on a 7-day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah, yeah.
You learn well.
Quick. Uh-huh. I was channeling David there.
Yeah. We have Roberta Covington with a guest from Georgia. Are you here? Are you checked in? I don't think they're checked in yet.
Not yet.
And then we have Donna Lang from Davenport, Iowa. Donna, where are you? We see you.
Good to see you again, Donna. Really good.
And we have Sharon Warner from Minnesota.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Susan Lyman from Santa Fe. Susan. Hi, Susan.
Good to see you again.
Jerry Starnes from Albuquerque. Not checked in yet. And then Leah Stewart from Albuquerque. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah. Good to see you, Leah.
From our Incline Crimson Circle office, we have Siglinda Schwenzel.
Hey, Siglinda.
Hi, Siglinda. And from Tyrone, Pennsylvania, we have Thomas Beamer and Cecilia Shannon. Where are you guys?
Good to see you guys.
Glad you're here.
A lot of the Breckenridge crew that stayed over.
Absolutely. And last but not least, we have Dale Avila. Where are you? Dale.
Hey, Dale.
From our lovely Wisconsin. Sturgeon Bay.
Sturgeon, Door County, Wisconsin, a beautiful place.
Dale
has the resorts, cottage resorts in Door County. So great to see you again, Dale. Okay.
And so it is.
Oh. Chizuru from Hawaii. Yes.
Hi, Chizuru from Hawaii.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you for being here.
Anybody else that we
Not
may have forgotten,
list?
Overlooked? Okay.
Okay.
All right. We have a lot to cover today, so let's get right into it. Last month was Shaudi Lovin' of the Teacher series, and our dear friend Katsumi came in for a little visit.
Beware when he shows up.
I think it was actually one of the shortest Shouds in history, which was kind of a refreshing relief after some of the ones Tobias does, 90 minutes, 92 minutes. I mean, they get a little long in the tooth, if you know what I mean. So this was kind of nice.
Well, I think that energy of the your expression in was really inspiring.
No, it was Katsumi. It had nothing to do with me, that's for sure. Anyway, he had a beautiful message last month. Linda's going to read the part of Katsumi, and I'm going to make rude comments.
And he's just the one to accept it, because what is his theme? What am I, cow dung?
Yes, what am I, cow dung, anyway.
That's his theme. Okay. John Belushi was from a generation of new energy artists, the first generation that stepped beyond the old structure and the limitations to help begin opening up consciousness in anticipation of the quantum leap. He was part of a generation of incredible artists, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, John Lennon, Paul McCartney. Oh, he's not dead. Just his music is.
All right. Okay. Did you buy the latest John McCartney album?
Paul
CD?
McCartney.
McCartney. Paul McCartney. Did you like? I bought it. I do. No, and I bought it after this. I just wanted to see if Katsumi was right.
You were disappointed.
Disappointed. So anyway, our guest last month was John Belushi, and here Katsumi's talking about our generation that came in. Most of us are in that general age bracket. You know, we lived through the, well, not me, of course, but through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, where there was an incredible change in consciousness on Earth. The peace generation, but it was also, it was a little excess and drugs and alcohol, not me, of course, but some of the other Shambra I met. Really opening up the consciousness of Earth.
Just speak for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And really opening up consciousness and really going to new levels of music, new levels of arts, total change in our sexual consciousness, all occurring back in the late 60s, the 70s. It was an amazing time. Katsumi's point here was we're going through yet another amazing time.
Really?
A quantum leap of consciousness. So he brings back John Belushi. They probably tell jokes and write songs on the other side together. Brings back Belushi as our guest for last month to add a little humor, a little lightness, and probably a little craziness to the whole thing. Ah, yeah.
John, are you able to play this back? You're not able to, are you? The little singing stuff?
No, he can't play it back. That was last month. No. No.
Well, I let myself do.
So.
I've even written a few rap songs myself. I call myself K-Light, my rap name. Ha, ha, ha. I'll give you a sample. Ha, ha, ha. Boom, 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 boom. Did he actually do that for himself?
I just copy straight from the transcript.
I remember being in shock and horror thinking, Jeff would rather eat poop than do this. How is Kuthumi getting him to do this?
Not very well.
I could barely read it for you and recount it.
But you, by the way, because you were playing the part of Kuthumi, you have to actually rap it.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I...
Do it.
No, wait.
You don't have to sing. It's
my
not
dearest
a
brother-in-law in the whole wide world is a very amazing black man, and I wouldn't dream of insulting him that way.
Well, there's white rap.
It sucks.
You know,
it sucks.
We went to see Dan Hicks the other night, musician, and he claimed he was doing Caucasian hip hop, which is really country western.
You know what happened? As a young person, remembering, noticing that my mother, dear and loving as she is, wasn't cool and shouldn't pretend she was.
Right.
And
well, that's true.
And I know I'm not cool, and I'm not going to pretend I am.
Well, then just go ahead and read it, but with a little bit of, you know, rhythm. Oh, a little bit of wobble. Yeah, go ahead.
I can't do it.
All right, let's all do it together.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, on the count of three.
Humans in commotion. Filled with bad emotion, try my true love potion. It's just energy in motion. You yo, ho, ho, ho. It's energy on the go. Say hey, hey, hey. It's a brand new day.
That's what it was supposed to be. That's right.
That was right. That was really white. I'm sorry. I didn't even.
With all due respect, yeah,
I mean,
that was bad.
People in commotion.
I won't be playing that back to my brother-in-law.
All I can say is, Kuthumi may be coming in again to teach us a few lessons in rap, new energy rap. Anyway, it was one of the.
I can enjoy it. I just can't do it.
One of these days, they're going to do the finest and most embarrassing moments in channeling, and this will go into the most embarrassing. The Chambra bloopers and poopers, yeah. Anyway. I'm sorry, I see a naked girl standing up back there, and it's like, what was that? Sorry, Karen. It was a little Barbie doll.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
So, next.
Okay. Metaphysicians, you've been taught that life has a certain goal, a spiritual goal of understanding the oneness, spirit of God. There's not. You'll never understand what the oneness is like. You can only experience it. You'll never understand the mind of God, because God has no mind at all. You'll never have or find the answer, because it's not there.
Kuthumi talked a little bit about his past life experience. If you remember, his story is that as Kuthumi, he was searching. He ended up doing a lot of studying at the university and other places. He finally had a mental breakdown.
Was that because he was rapping?
No, because he was searching too hard. He was trying to find answers up here and not in here. And he said, basically, your search for spirit or God, there's really not. They're not like we think there is. We search to know the oneness. Well, you never will. You only experience it. And he said he finally gave up his search after going a little nuts and chose just to start experiencing. He went on to say, this is where he went on to say that.
One day I said, no more. I realized that life on Earth is an interactive, living art gallery. You go through each day enjoying and feeling and absorbing the experience. It has nothing to do with a lesson. It's an experience.
Whew. I love how Kuthumi just boils it all down.
That's the best of all.
Of course, he had to go through his stuff like we all go through ours, but he just boiled it down and said, life here on Earth is an interactive, living art gallery. We're right in the middle of it, and it's just about experiencing it. It's not about a lesson. We're not in some maze. We're not put here to just try to figure it out and analyze our way through it. It's just about experiencing it. And he said his own understanding of that was profound. It he was able to let go of all the searching and all the struggling, all the pain, and just absolutely enjoy.
Right now, on Earth, the energy is very wobbly. Very wobbly. You've probably felt that in these past few months. You felt that things are no longer steady. Everything is shaking, wobbling. That was an understatement.
That was an understatement. You know, and it wasn't good or bad. He didn't say it was a collision like we'd had a couple months prior to that, or it wasn't crashing. It was just everything is wobbling and changing. Did anybody notice that this past month in particular? Nobody noticed? You know, it was just wobbling.
It was exactly
and it's a little
the right
bit.
Word.
It's the right word. And only Katumi, I think, would come out with that word. It's very metaphysical. It was just everything was wobbly. People I talked to didn't necessarily feel the same as they did. I'm not even going to say grounded. It was just they felt everything was just in a state of change and flux. You wanted to talk about the wobbling.
The wobbling motion is in response to consciousness going to a whole new level. It shakes before it moves. It wobbles before it evolves. Everything shifts the way it interrelates and interacts to itself before it moves on. So instead of having high anxiety about your wobbleness, take a deep breath and understand it's happening for a reason.
I wonder if wobbleness is a word.
Probably not.
I don't think so. What he's saying
not
here
officially.
Is everything is wobbling before it really evolves. It's kind of, you know, if you got a nail in the wall and you're trying to get it out by hand, which is kind of stupid, you should use a hammer, but I try to take them out by hand, you got to wobble it first. You got to kind of move it around before you pull it out. And it's kind of the same here. Before things really, really get to changing, kind of shaking up. It's almost like even shaking the apple tree. You get, the stuff starts falling off. And I think we're all going through that process.
I've seen you wobble a vending machine.
Yeah, I have. That's tilting. It's a different thing. But things are wobbling, shifting before they really start evolving into a new level. I guess it makes sense that this would be happening right before the quantum leap.
And in conjunction with all these ascension workshops.
That's true.
This type of energetic effect is very natural. It may seem to disorganize you at times, but that's part of the wobbling effect. The way you speak, I've noticed. The way you talk, you can't get it together anymore between your mind and your mouth and your heart. Ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
You think one thing, you feel another, and something else comes out of your mouth. It's not I, Kathumi, or Tobias making you do that. You are wobbling.
I thought this was kind of interesting. It was just a little tidbit, but I've noticed it with myself. You know, I'll know I'm going to say something, and then what comes out of my mouth is totally different, or just like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
what?
It's
do like, that again.
Blah, 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 blah.
Did we get a picture of that?
No. Has anybody noticed that yourself? You know, you know what you're going to say. And what comes out of your mouth, and you're like, where the heck is that coming from? I thought this was kind of an interesting example of wobbling.
I'm an expert at that. Okay. In order for spirituality to evolve on Earth right now, to go beyond the old and restrictive concepts of God in heaven and the angels, in order to move into a new understanding of a living God, of a compassionate God, and a God that is in this reality embodied in you, the world needs new energy artists. So that's what you do. You go through consciousness barriers.
I thought there was an interesting term, new energy artists. And he's saying that we're the ones initially going in, creating and playing with all the tools of new energy. We're the ones going through consciousness first. It's really why we chose to be here on Earth right now, is to be the, whatever you want to call it, the new energy artists, the pioneers, or whatever it is. But we're the ones in there playing with it first. It's a lot of fun if you recognize that's what you're doing. If you're just like, man, I just, every day seems to be something different and something crazy, nothing is settled down, it can drive you nuts. But if you recognize that you chose to be here, that you're a new energy artist going through some of these consciousness limitations before anyone else, and it's actually kind of fun. Crazy, but fun.
I want to add a little thing about the art part. It struck me as so interesting that he talked about us being, you know, new energy artists, you know, that everything in our life is a creation, a painting, so to speak. It was interesting that he used that, and I was really touched by it. I have a background in teaching, and one of the areas I used to really like to teach was art appreciation. So when I heard him talking about that we're painters, you know, that we're the creators of art in our life, I was very much touched by that, because when I tried to inspire people to be comfortable with what it means to appreciate art, it never had anything to do necessarily with liking the art. Appreciation, all I ever tried to inspire people to see is what made the piece special, what made it unique, what made it what it was. And when I look back on that, I thought, wow, that's such a great thing to compare it to, because as artists, right, being asked just to see what we do as creation, not anything else, just creation. It's not good, it's not bad, just feel the beauty.
Just is.
Feel the creation, it just is.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, and that was the end of the channel.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot there.
It was pretty
easy. I mean, in terms
easy.
Of length.
It was pretty easy.
Matthew.
On that note, there is art show in color.
I'm sorry.
There is art show in town.
There's an art show in town. We could go right now. Yes, there is the Cherry Creek Art Festival. But yeah, actually, it's a good point. If during the summer there's a lot of art festivals, if you have a chance, go to the art festival and really put yourself into the artwork, into the painting, whether you like it or not. It's about the appreciation.
But even part of the ascension, he goes back into that too, that your life is a painting, a creation.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that they keep going back to that.
Well, it's an old Tobias story
from
6-7 years ago about the artist diving into the painting to truly appreciate it, because when you're on the outside of your creation, you kind of look at it, but you got to really jump into it, live within it rather than outside of it. That was cool.
You've channeled some good stuff.
I got good entities. Recent events. It's been a busy month, incredible month. With Chambra all over
energy
the world.
Energy moving like I can
and,
imagine.
And we'll do a quick review. Started the month with the last month with the St. Germain's Dreamwalker Ascension School in Frankfurt. And unfortunately, I didn't get any pictures other than I think we had a teacher dinner one night. But it was 250 people in Frankfurt.
Amazing.
Headset translation. And it was so different than the Kelowna channel on Ascension. If anybody here were there at Kelowna.
St. Germain landed that information like a 747.
Boy, I tell
whoa.
You, and I think part of it had to do with translation. Even though it's through the headset, it's simultaneous. It still has to be very deliberate. Really not a lot of humor, not a lot of cliches. So like Linda said, you know, he landed that information like a 747 with a good pilot. It was amazing.
Amazing.
We had, oddly enough, we had 47 certified teachers at the school.
From all over.
So impromptu, we called a big dinner for one night at an Italian restaurant. We got together with everybody.
Our European teacher coordinator was there. It was a great time.
It was a great time. Obviously drank a little wine, as you
so
see in the photo here.
We were celebrating it. Well, the blue bottles are water.
Oh, that's right. But the glasses, Linda, we're toasting. That's definitely either Kool-Aid or wine, and I prefer to think it's wine. But
so
it was amazing.
So would my mom.
I think we had people there from 15 different countries at the workshop, and
it was amazing.
It rocked. Linda and Norman, Garrett, myself went away from there just high is the word. It was amazing. From there, we went on to Helsinki, Finland. If you don't know where that is, you go kind of almost due north from Frankfurt, maybe east just a little bit, bordering Russia. It was amazing there because, the sun hardly ever went down. 11:30 at night, it kind of got like twilight.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
And then about 2 in the morning, it got light again. So it was really weird sitting outside eating dinner like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
And it looks like 5.
It was like, you know, looked at five in the afternoon here.
It was an amazing group.
Oh, it was so, the Finns.
Our little sponsor, our little host team was sweet and wonderful.
We came up with a little slogan for Finland, and I forgot, I think it was Finland, where Shambra are cool, or
Finish
something.
Finish here.
Or something like that. Shambra cool, you know, because it's cold there, but they're cool. Huh.
Okay, move on.
It doesn't translate very well in English, does it?
No, it doesn't. And clearly they had a better sense of humor.
We had about 150 Shambra. I would say two-thirds of them were from Finland.
We did it in a church.
It was an old church that we did it in. That was kind of weird with those stained glass windows. No, it was fun, but it was a little different.
I liked it.
Amazing group. And Tobias talked. It was actually a true workshop because Tobias had everybody working. He talked about how to find your passion, discovering your passion. And he took them through 2 days of channels, and also they had to participate. So it was very, very dynamic, lot of fun. This was the first time ever we'd done translation that was typed onto a screen and projected
as fast
instead of through headsets or talking. So I don't know if you can read that.
You can. I don't know if you can understand
it. I don't know if you can understand it. That basically says, good morning. The translator
did a fabulous job.
Was just typing along as
we
were
talking. Yeah, he did on his laptop up on the screen as we were talking, and he really was fast.
And he was incredible.
Yeah, nice too.
The sponsors there were good.
Awesome.
It was a wonderful event. This shows a little better picture that it was a church, and other people in the balcony above, and was really
it
a lot of
fun. It wasn't an old Catholic church. That made a difference.
No,
it was more of a contemporary
and
church.
I'm excited about going back. I believe Tobias invited himself
as
back.
As usual.
Yes. This last week, the Dreamwalker Ascension School in Breckenridge.
Oh, look, there's a bunch of people we know here.
Yeah, exactly. We had about 150 total for that school. If Frankfurt was excellent, this was just off the scale. You had to have been there to have felt it. I know words just don't do it. It was sans description, for sure. Saint Germain was absolutely focused. He just delivered that school like you wouldn't believe. And go ahead. You were going
to
say.
Well, what's amazing about that school is from the few people I had a chance to talk to before we started today, they all seem perfectly clear that it was the beginning of something, not the end.
And this school was videotaped, and it's one that the teachers will be using when they're doing the teacher-presented classes. That curriculum and the content of that school was so incredibly tight. The group there was absolutely amazing. And at the very end, on the last day, after St. Germain ended the regular part of the school after the questions and answers, there was a segment that was probably 7 minutes long that unmistakable. Not just a few people felt it. 149 people felt it. It was probably the most powerful experience that I had ever had in one of these workshops, to the point where when St. Germain finished, normally, you know, we finish the workshop, Linda and I talk a little bit, we thank people, you know, there was the kind of the closing.
I couldn't say a word.
I felt like I was going to pass out or just absolutely ascend right there.
And you hadn't been drinking either.
And it was the first time ever that I couldn't say anything. I just had to get out of the chair and leave the stage. Something happened in that room. If you were there, if you felt that, raise your hand. I mean, I don't know what it was, and if I try to figure it out, I can't. I still don't know what happened, but in those,
it's a huge moment.
Whatever, 7 minutes, something happened to everyone that was there.
Absolutely.
Beyond words. So anyway, very, very powerful time. I'm still recovering from it.
Well, I think everybody's still feeling it.
Yeah. Are you guys still feeling it, the ones who were there?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It was amazing. As I mentioned, we videotaped this. This is part of our crew hard at work, trying to keep up with everything going on.
And obviously, you were entertaining Joe there.
Yeah. He's pointing at the screen saying, look at that Saint Germain. And some really touching moments. This is during a presentation Norman Garrett gave as part of the school. It was just, you guys were incredible. You hit it on the head. It was absolutely moving, and it was also kind of a setup to what happened during that next segment.
Absolutely.
Just an interesting shot of people leaving the building. But I loved the way the sun rays
the
came
lights.
In. It was amazing. We were just taking a break. And, of course, as is so typical with the Schomburg gatherings, it's not really about just the channels during the day. Everybody gets together at night. This is a shot out in the balcony one night.
What a great time. Everyone meeting. I mean, I bet half the attendees were there each night.
And our favorite thing for Linda and I is actually just getting together with people after the classes are done, sitting around talking, sharing stories, having some laughs, and it's kind of like all of our off time. We can just relax, enjoy, and be in each other's energy. That's to me the best part of the traveling. Upcoming events.
Got some things coming.
Yeah, it's actually nice. We have a little time off right now.
Well, we needed to get that quantum leap together.
Yes.
Lots of details.
In a couple of weeks, we're filming Adama St. Germain's syncretized system. This was done originally in Eleuthera, and we're redoing it, videotaping it, and going up to Lincoln City, Oregon. Oregon? Is that not Oregon? Oregon. So we have this event is sold out. Whoa! And I just wanted to quickly mention that we have a number of teacher-presented Dreamwalker birth classes for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The first one coming up in, of all places, Salt Lake City.
And I have to tell you, talk to Kathleen for a minute. I couldn't believe she had 5 students already, and 2 of them were men.
Yeah.
It's really exciting, isn't it?
In Salt Lake City.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
And as you can see, Elizabeth and Noreen are doing one, and so is Jane. So that's the launch of our Dreamwalker birth classes.
And we'll be doing a lot more,
sure.
But I just wanted to make particular note of that.
Right.
And then we are gearing up for that Quantum Leap celebration in Taos. There's going to be 600-plus Schomburg. We are just going to take over the town. We have events. You know, we're going real light on the daytime, what I call the business schedule. Obviously, there'll be channels with Katumi, St. Germain, and Tobias. We have some really good speakers, a lot of music. And at night, we've kind of structured it so we got some things to do, but it's really more of the fun. It is going to be a celebration, not a conference. So we're going to be spending the next couple of weeks or months really getting ready for that with the help of Hootie and Louise down in Taos, who are helping with a lot of the event planning. I'll make a mention, if you are planning to go to the website. You can access it directly through the Crimson Circle home site, or you can go directly to www.quantumleapcelebration.com. There's a whole list of schedules, events. You can sign up there for whitewater rafting, horseback riding, mountain climbing, hot air ballooning. You talk about ascending. I mean, a hot air balloon. There's information about galleries and shops and everything you want to know. So the whole website is dedicated to the Quantum Leap celebration. Any additions?
No, you said it all,
just
sweetie.
You getting ready for it.
We're so excited. My head's spinning about all the things we have to do
know,
to get
yeah,
going because it's such a big and important event. And,
Susie Schemmel, who is listening right now. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Susie is incredible with keeping everything flowing in the right direction. She's the manager for the event.
It is literally the big... We've done events that were this size, but not this size and for multiple days. So,
of this magnitude.
So, yeah, this magnitude. So we're a little bit really working to make sure we have it all pulled together.
And Susie is keeping everything grounded
always,
and organized.
Always,
yes.
Especially me.
Yes. So then we have, I think my slides are out of order, but no big deal. In late November, we're going to Sydney, Australia for the Dreamwalker Ascension School. It'll be channeled live, of course. And I'm really looking forward to getting back to Australia.
The first and only time on that continent.
In October, we're doing teacher training. There is the Dreamwalker Ascension teacher training.
This is Schomburg Institute, to be a Schomburg Institute teacher.
To be a teacher, a certified teacher.
Right.
So if you have taken the Ascension, whether it's through Linda and I or through any teacher presented, well, there won't be any teacher presented at that time.
Good observation.
If you've gone through the Ascension School, you can sign up to become a teacher. I'll let you know right now, we have a lot of applications in. If you're interested, please get your application in soon. Because if we have enough, we'll probably try to do another
second one.
Teacher school right here in the Denver area in early November. We'll also be doing the Sexual Energies teacher training in October at Lake Tahoe. And then in late February, we'll be doing it in Amersfoort, the Netherlands, which is in the Amsterdam area. Okay. I want to mention real quick here before we go to Crimson Circle News. We're also going to do the Ascension School in Tokyo, Japan. In early January. So if you're listening in and wondering where you can get to a school.
The week after the monthly meeting is what we're shooting for.
And then right after that, we are going to repeat
Megan.
We're going to do the Crimson Circle School 3, what we call the Fun School, the Joy of Life, in Kauai, middle January. We've signed the hotel contract now at the Hilton in Kauai. And we limited
the last full week of January.
I think we limited to last full week of January.
Yeah.
We limited to about 28, I think. So if you're interested, check the website this next week for the information about signing up.
It sells out really fast. We have a lot of people that repeat it because it's...
Because it's fun.
It's a fun school.
We do a little channeling in the morning, and then we all go out as a group. Everything from... just going to the beach, touring up in the mountains.
The material varies, and it can be quite a ride. But then each afternoon, there's an opportunity to really move the energy in some kind of an amazing setting. Or
some beach parties at night.
It's
it's fun. Crimson Circle News. Oh.
It's a great place to suffer. Yeah.
Linda and I, what is today? Linda and I went to Lake Tahoe, I think it was... just under 2 weeks ago, and we were coming over the hill from Reno.
Right.
And as we were coming down into the Tahoe Basin, we saw this huge, what we thought was a cloud, and quickly realized there was a wildfire. It started about 4 hours before we got there, and it was crazy. You probably read about it in the news. Fortunately, it was on the south end of the lake.
Opposite shore.
Which is, I don't know, 20 miles, 30 miles from where the office is, but... It was
dramatic.
Quite a show. It was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
And I know a lot of Schomburg wrote in and said, you know, how's everybody at the office? It was fine. But it
choking
was very smoky.
Very smoky.
Shot of the fire bombers going over. And, of course, for those who live in Colorado, you also know that this is the time of the year when you get that type of the wildfires moving through. I think it burned about 250 homes and maybe 3,500 acres, but... it's out now. Just kind of interesting.
Yeah, it started as we're flying in. Cute.
Yeah. And also to let you know, coming in July, the Dreamwalker Birth Transitions is coming out also as a home study course. The staff out at Lake Tahoe and Schomburg Institute has put together all the materials with audio CDs, curriculum books, and guides. So if you want to study it yourself at home, you'll be able to do that. We've had a tremendous number of people say that they're very interested in getting the materials, but we don't have a lot of teacher-presented classes right now, and some people don't necessarily want to be
People just didn't really want to do it as a regular facilitator. They just want to do it for their daughter or their granddaughter or there was a husband that wanted to do it with his wife because they were going to have a baby. So we really needed to allow people to have better access to it.
Well, especially now with the Dreamwalker Death and Ascension and Birth all out, it kind of completes the trilogy of St. Germain's information.
Right.
So it'll be good to have that. So watch the website or newsletter for details. Also, a little change here. Want to announce that we have had Schomburg University. We've been calling it that informally. We actually found out that legally we can't really call it Schomburg University. unless we are an accredited university. Just like you can't call yourself a real estate agent unless you actually are licensed to do that. So we actually incorporated Chambra Institute as its own corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of Crimson Circle Energy Company. And this is a copy of our new logo. Yeah,
nice.
Which is really, really, really beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. And what I kind of like, I personally sort of enjoyed about it was actually Chambra Institute actually has a much broader understanding and a much broader application than just university. So in a way, I think it matches Chambra and Chambra's potential actually more accurately.
Yeah. And we're going through trying to do the logo, and of course the butterfly was the symbol for it. So
the best.
Yeah, it worked out really well. I'd like to also announce that Jan Brower has been named new Chief Operations Officer for Crimson Circle Energy Company. A lot of yeah.
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah. Jan replaces Janice Burney as of July 1st. And he is Jan was formerly our Chambra University European Teacher Coordinator. So we'll have more information about Jan and his background in the upcoming newsletter. Quick update on the Crimson Circle IPO, the initial public offering. We are in the final stages of the auditing process with our New York auditing firm. And Linda's been involved in that. A lot of fun. Well, it's really
how
old.
How do I really feel?
It's really
old
energy.
Oh, it's so
energy.
Old energy.
It's really tedious. You have to go back through every transaction, every receipt that you've worked on for a long time.
If you'd have told me 10 years ago that's what I was going to be doing today, I'd just...
But anyway, we're almost finished with it.
The beauty of it is that it's a required part of what it takes for us to birth a new energy company out of an old energy structure. That's what I say to myself every time I'm working on it.
You know, but it's kind of, I think we all go through it in a way. We're all doing an audit of our lives in a way. So this is just...
Oh, yeah, that ain't flying. No, that's not flying.
But, you know, we all have to go through a lot of old energy things. You know, we'd like to be totally new energy, but we're still living in an old energy world where we have lawyers and we have... Just all the stuff that comes along. But the auditing process, which is almost finished, will allow us to file with the Securities and Exchange Commission, looks like August. There's an estimated 90-day SEC review. They go through all the paperwork. They want to make sure everything is in order, which it is. We have some very, very good attorneys and counselors in this. And then we're going to file with the Over-the-Counter Bulletin Board, also called OTCBB Stock Exchange.
There you go. You did it.
So, you know, again, this is kind of the business side of the business, but a lot of people have been saying lately, where are you in the process? And we're almost at the point of filing, which is good. It's been
long.
It's been long. Many people have also asked recently, about investing. There's basically two stages. Once we go public, you will literally be able to buy stock over the counter, whether it's on a Crimson Circle website or through your stockbroker, or you'll be able to trade it just like you do other types of stocks.
Google and Coca-Cola.
That's right. Well, and we're not going to be listed on New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, but it's on the over the counter. The other portion has been the private offering. In the United States, you can raise a certain amount of money in what's called a private offering, which means we're not running ads in the paper. It's more private. A lot of people have wondered how to get involved in that. At one point, we kind of stopped the process, and then the lawyer said, well, actually, you can keep it open through the end of July. I know a lot of people have emailed in the past, wanted to know where we were with the process or if they could get involved. If you are interested, please send an email. Even if you have in the past, please send an email to investors@crimsoncircle.com. We'll get back to you within a week or 10 days with all the paperwork and information, answer any questions you have. And this is for the private investors, if you're interested. Prior to, then we have to go into what we call a quiet period. We can't talk about it. Okay, you know, this is just something I saw in Newsweek magazine. It was kind of interesting. They had the Global Peace Index. This listed the most peaceful countries in the world to live in. And as I was going down through the list, first thing I noticed there was 130 countries. United States was down at about 80 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not real
so
peaceful.
Good.
But I was going through the list reading the most peaceful countries, Norway, New Zealand, Denmark, Ireland, Japan, Finland, Sweden, Canada. The list goes on and on. And it all of a sudden struck me, these sound like Schomburg countries. These are the countries that really tune in on the internet, even though the populations may be smaller statistically. So I went through and did a comparison and listed what I call the Schomburg Index. And the Schomburg Index is the number of monthly visits by rank from these different countries. It was an amazing correlation between the most peaceful countries and the most Schomburg countries, other than two that stood out, United States and Israel. Those are both very high in the Schomburg Index, but not necessarily in the Peace Index. So,
that's shocking.
A little bit of trivia. And I forgot what country was down at the bottom of the Global Peace Index. But
probably like somewhere in Africa.
Yeah. Anyway, thought it was a nice little interesting thing. Yes, Mary Lou?
Would you just give that to me again, just for 2 seconds?
You want to write all these down?
Well, I almost have it.
Okay, I'm trying to go backwards here. Oh, there we go.
You don't go backwards well, honey.
No, I don't.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. If you want, look it up in Newsweek magazine for the Peace Index.
I can give her my copy of the
Schomburg
slide.
Index, it comes
I can give
from
you
our
my copy of the slide.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Kind of interesting, especially if you're thinking of a country to go live in. We got through it quick.
Yes, we did.
That's amazing. Sometimes I see people kind of like, when are we going to take a bathroom break? And I'm so tired of sitting here, but we did really good. We are going to take a 20-minute break before we hear from Tobias. And once again, we want to thank everyone, the people we meet at the workshops.
Everywhere.
On the road, the people, the staff out at the Tahoe office, the staff here in Colorado. Want to thank all of you for making these type of gatherings possible.
It's truly inspiring.
It is. It has
and
been an amazing half year for all of us. And let's see what happens.
There's another half to this year?
There's another half. We'll see you in 20 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.